AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Big losses on Wall Street today, fueled in part by a report on retail sales. In the middle of a busy holiday shopping season, retail sales fell a worse than expected 1.1%. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Auto sales declined as rising interest rates for auto loans crimped demand. That and falling gas prices helped to pull overall retail sales lower. The December figure marked the biggest monthly decline in 2022. The Fed raised its key interest rate in December for the seventh time in 2022 for exactly that reason, as it tries to cool spending and inflation.
Wholesale prices eased in December, a sign inflation is easing. Loretta Mester with the Federal Reserve in Cleveland says there are some good economic signs, but as far as interest rate hikes are concerned.
So I just think we need to keep going, and we'll discuss at the meeting how much to do at any one particular meeting. But my projections and my view of the economy is that we need to do more.
The Fed's next meeting is about 2 weeks away. Not guilty pleas were entered on behalf of Brian Walsh in Massachusetts. His wife, Anna, has been missing since New Year's Day. He's charged with murder. This is Prosecutor Lynn Bieland.
Defendant Googled, what's the best state to divorce for a man? Rather than divorce, it is believed that Brian Walsh dismembered Anna Walsh and discarded her body.
Anna Walsh's body has not been found. Ukraine's interior minister was among those killed in a helicopter crash near Kyiv. Speaking to the World Economic Forum, President Volodymyr Zelensky called for more help from the West.
The supplying of Ukraine with air defense systems must outpace Russia's next missile attacks. The supplies of Western tanks must outpace another invasion of Russian tanks.
A source tells the AP the U.S. is finalizing a massive military aid package to Ukraine, likely as much as $2.6 billion. This is AP News. A surprise on day three at the Australian Open.
Men's defending champion Rafael Nadal has been upset in the Australian Open's second round. The 36-year-old injury-plagued Spaniard struggling with a hip injury late in his loss to 27-year-old Mackie McDonald.
I was not able to hit the backhand at all, and I was not able to run for the ball.
The American secured the biggest win of his career and reached the third round in Melbourne for the second time with an impressive 6-4, 6-4, 7-5 victory.
That was executing and playing so well in the first couple sets, so hate that for him. Hope he feels better.
He headlined another good day for American hopes with contenders Francis Tiafoe, Jessica Pegula, Coco Gauff, and Madison Keys among those safely advancing. I'm Graham Agars.
Hip-hop artist Flo Rida was awarded more than $82 million. A South Florida jury found the makers of Celsius energy drinks breached a contract and tried to hide money from him. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.